July is flying by, and some of the planets are on the move too, like Mars. Mars is in the southwest after sunset. It has just left Spica, the brightest star in Virgo, which has been its companion for quite a long time, and now it's heading eastward towards Saturn. Mars moves eastward against the backdrop of stars on its own accord, but now, when Earth is getting ready to leave it behind the Sun, our emotion really adds to this effect, and this helps keep Mars in the sky a little longer. Next month, Mars passes Saturn, and that will also make a very nice sight. During late July, Saturn is close to 90 degrees east of the Sun, and that means that the shadows on the planet and its rings will be very clear and sharp. If you have a small telescope, turn it in Saturn's direction. That would be to the south, because Saturn is east of Mars and Spica, and it's west of Scorpius, which is very low in the south. But Antares, that's the gigantic red star in Scorpius, should be easy to find, even though it's so low. Jupiter is directly behind the Sun on July 24th, and after that, it becomes a morning planet, like Venus, so we can look forward to seeing it a bit later on. The moon is past full, and it'll wane until the new moon on the 26th. Waning moons are usually in the morning sky, and this one appears in the morning sky with the Hyades star cluster of Taurus on the 22nd. It comes rather close to the bright eye of the bull, that's the bright star Aldebaran, and both of them will be pretty well up in the east 2 hours before sunrise. On the 24th, a thinner crescent appears near Venus. Look for that pair about 45 minutes before sunrise. I'd like to talk now a little about the summer triangle, because it's now fairly high in the east, and I thought I'd take it one star at a time. Today it's Vega, the brightest of the trio, and it's at the northwest corner of the triangle. Vega's constellation is Lyra, representing the lyre of the fabled Greek musician Orpheus. The lyre is basically a parallelogram of stars below Vega, and you can make it out with the naked eye, but it's also nice through binoculars. Vega is sometimes called the harp star because lyres and harps are so similar. Vega is 25 light years away, and it has a little over twice the mass of the Sun, and it rotates once every 12 and a half hours. And that's so fast, it's given Vega a midriff bulge around its equator. If it were spinning much faster, this star would just fly apart. Also, Vega is tipped with respect to Earth, so that we're looking nearly straight down or up at one of its poles. And speaking of poles, Vega is going to replace Polaris as the pole star in about 12,000 years. This happens regularly because Earth wobbles on its axis, and that makes Earth's north pole trace out a circle on the sky as it changes the direction in which it points. And of course, the south pole does this too. And finally, astronomers have found a dusty disk around Vega. This may be another asteroid belt, and there may even be planets. And since one of Vega's poles is pointed toward us, it's possible that our Sun is a faint pole star for any Vegans out there. That's all for now, and happy star watching.